Now you can talk.
Is he on a, is he on the 625 number?
Yes.
Okay, that's a local one. Okay, all right. All right, it's, geez, this one keeps blinking off. Hello. Okay, I just lost my screen, guys.
We can still see you.
Yeah, I can't see you guys. Okay. Once he came on, I lost my picture. Whoops. Come on. Nope. Well, I guess you don't need to see me, or I don't need, oh, I can see you over here. Okay. Well, let's call the meeting to order. It is, I don't know what time it is. It's off my screen. Judas Priest. 6:30. Okay. 6:30. Could we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Could we have roll call, please?
Sponsor Dunham?
Here.
Sponsor Wood?
Here.
Sponsor Jordan?
Here.
Sponsor Warning?
He has to be excused.
Supervisor
Phillips. Present. Thank you. Okay. Everybody's got their paperwork, the agenda, and the appointments for the information for the organizational meeting. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. So I've got to go through these one at a time. The first sheet we look at is at the top says organizational meeting appointments. The elected positions are for information only. Town clerk is Kelly Reeder till 2021. Town councilors, we have four. George Richard Horning till 2023. John Dunham, 2021. Doug Jordan, 2021. And Gary Wood, 2023. Highway superintendent is Craig Pettit till 2021. Justice is Carl Outstager till 2021. Town supervisor is Marianne Phillips till 2021. Town tax collector is Kevin Dwyer till 2021. Okay, the only one that's a full-time position of those is the town clerk and the highway superintendent. The others are all part-time. Next one down, appointments by the supervisor, bookkeeper, finance, director of finance is vacant. I haven't found anybody yet to apply. I need to advertise in the papers and have Paul. Paul has put it on our website, but I haven't received any calls. That would be part-time 2021. Confidential secretary is Karen Gage till 2021. Deputy supervisor is Robin Eaton Novak till 2021. Historian is Mary Bridget Swartz till 2021. And the payroll clerk, again, I have not had anybody apply for the position. Somebody better be applying soon, guys, because I can't keep doing this. Those are appointments by the supervisor. Appointments by department. Court clerk is Sheila Dager, 2021. Deputy court clerk is Kelly Reeder, 2021. And the second deputy court clerk is Evelyn Stemishock, 2021. Deputy highway superintendent is Belden Dolly, 2021. Deputy town clerk is Evelyn Stemishock, 2021. The second deputy town clerk is Kevin Dwyer, 2021. Deputy tax collector is Kelly Reeder, 2021. Historian's clerk is Kim Perkins till 2021. Okay, next page. Appointments by the board, they're mandated. The assessor is Joe Lesno till term expires in 2025, but as we all know, he's resigning next month. Assessment Board of Review Chair is Lynette Wood till 2021. I think her seat's up this year. Town Assessment Board of Review Member is Kevin Dwyer, and the Town Assessment Board of Review Member is Jack Rosinski. Kevin is 2022 and Jack is 2025. Code Enforcement Officer is James Bernice, I think I spelled that wrong, 2021. Dog Control Officer is Jack Spriggs till 2021. Planning Board Chair is Paul Gage till 2023. His seat is up, but he'll be the chair at least for a year. They could change it every year. Planning Board Members, Diane Spaziani, her seat is up as of 2024. Town Planning Board Member is Bill Scriber. His seat's up in 2025. Kevin Dwyer is a village rep. His seat is up in 2021. And Benjamin McDonald is a village member and his seat is up in 2022. Records Management Officer, excuse me, is Kelly Reeder, 2021. Vital Statistics Registrar is Kelly Reeder, 2021. Deputy Vital Statistics Registrar is Evelyn Stemashock, 2021. Zoning Board of Appeals Chair is Mike Mueller, his seat is up in 2023. Zoning Board of Appeals member is Walter Borland for the village 2021, and for the town is Stuart Brown, and his is up in 2022. Appointments by the board that are optional. Attorney for the town is Robert Gannett. It's a yearly position, it's up 2021. Cemetery coordinator is Vanita Ackley, 2021. Cemetery sexton is vacant, 2021. Chief Constable is Mr. Dalton. His seat is up 2021. There's four constables, Herbert Hawker, Joshua Russell, Frank Vidalia, and and Michael Wood. They're all up, they're a year positions, 2021. Chief Fire Warden is Lawrence Harvey, LJ, 2021. He has three fire wardens. Mark Adams is the first, Craig Pettit is the second, Belden Dolly is the third. Conservation advisor, we don't have one yet. We've been without for, what, a year, maybe two now. We need to find one. Deputy code enforcement officer is Patrick Dolan. His is up a yearly position, 2021. Deputy dog control officer is vacant. Jack has it worked out with another town that when he needs something, they cover him. And when they need something, he covers them. So he doesn't need a deputy. It's covered. Geographic Systems Officer. This person I have never met and I've never talked to, Mickey Dietrich. I have no idea who he is, so I couldn't call him to find out if he's still interested. I don't even know what board he's on. Is he on the planning board? Anybody?
Can I clarify that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Mr. Dietrich is an employee of the Tug Hill Commission. He handles a lot of our GIS work. And you entered into the New York State GIS data sharing program. You made a pledge that when you had GIS data, you would share it back, and you needed to designate a point of contact for that information. Now, I don't think you have any unique information right now, but technically you need to have somebody that people can contact to ask if you did. And that would be right. Mickey at Tug Hill, and I'm sure he's willing to continue to do that.
Okay. It's just I've never met the man, and I wasn't able to reach him because I had no idea where he was from. Thank you, Paul.
Now you know where he's from, and I'm sure he'd be happy to talk
to you
anytime.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Park superintendent is vacant. Park maintenance is vacant. Planning board clerk is Virginia Brown, 2021. Recreation coordinator and youth representative are both vacant. And ZBA board clerk is Virginia Brown, 2021. And the last page, and this is just for information only, we have 3 motor equipment operators full-time: William Ellsworth, John Hamilton, Alan Van Sanford, and George Michael Wisner III. They're full-time. Seasonal motor equipment operator, I believe, is Belden Dolly. I think that's who he has, but I haven't found that out for sure. Take that full-time off because that's a part-time, not full-time, that's a part-time. Sorry about that. Senior wing operators, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we've got 6. Mr. Charles Lazinski, Dylan Pettit, Jacob Pettit, Lawrence Wood, Amy Hamilton, and Douglas Tanner. Again, they're all part-time. And wing operators, senior, they've done it more than 1 year. If you're brand new, you're a wing operator. So these are the new ones as of the end of 2020, going into 2021. Matthew Barling, Catherine Ellsworth, Krista Ellsworth, Dale Ostrander, and Joshua Russell. Again, all of those wing operators are part-time. Did you have any questions or concerns with any of those? Anybody?
Like to discuss about a payroll clerk.
What's the discussion?
I'm still thinking that maybe we need to go with paychecks.
Paychecks,
I think.
Go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I think I'd like to know what the rest of the board thinks about it, that going with them, that they can, first of all, it takes the pressure off you. Like you said, you're having a hard time doing it. And second of all, it would just eliminate a whole bunch of stuff, you know, hassle and everything with the paychecks that we can just, I think we've done before from what I've heard. And the village is using them right now.
So is the library.
What then?
So is the library.
And so is the library. So I thought maybe it might be something we might want to look into.
We had them for 6 months, Gary, prior to you, and we ran into some issues. That's the reason why we left paychecks and we went to Mary G. And then after we went to Mary G, we brought it in-house. We've paid for the program through Williamson Law. It's now paid for. So we don't have to pay for that other than the maintenance. And it is, we are able to do it in-house. I'm looking for someone to come in-house to do it. Yes, I would like somebody to do it and take this burden off my back. Thank you very much. But paychecks is not the one that I would go with because of the issues. And I don't want to discuss it in open session. I don't want to, you know, have a problem with anything that's said. But if you want to talk about it, you know, not an exec tonight, but another time, I have no problem with that.
We did not have paychecks. We had ADP.
We had ADP, and then we went to paychecks. And then we went to Mary G. I ought to know, since I'm in charge of it, we went to Mary G, and then we went to Williamson Law. Yes, paychecks took it over in August of 18. When Dan left in June, I took it over for 1 month, could not do it. Paychecks came in and they took it over till December. And then we went to Mary G. So if you want to discuss that, I have no problem with discussing it in exec, as I said, but I appreciate it.
It's not exactly it's appointed position that the board and the public needs to know.
It's appointed
what we're talking about.
It's appointed for input. Position by the town supervisor. I don't disagree with you. But I don't want to tell you why I don't want to go with them, because it's not something that I would discuss in open session is what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Can you hold on a second? I just got out the phone earlier to Lori, the attorney from Association of Towns.
Yes.
Okay. And as far as appointing or the board approving a payroll company, uh-huh. According to her, now in town law, section town law and general municipality law, town law 29 subdivision 3, mm-hmm. and general municipality law section 96 subdivision 5 or B, okay, the board has the authority to approve, make motions, or talk about, discuss, and approve either a banking institution or a payroll institution to do and handle payroll, and can authorize them to receive either biweekly or monthly the lump sum covering wages, and they have the authority to sign payroll checks. But it all depends, the board just has to approve it on a resolution. So what I'm saying is there anybody else on the board? I mean, if I respect and I appreciate your opinion on it, but I was just wondering if anybody else had any other ideas.
I put the paperwork in your mailbox and Richard's and Doug's. I just got it back from tonight, B and C, what they would offer in that line of payroll clerk and financial officer or comptroller. There's different ways of doing things. But I think you should bring them in. First, you're going to have to advertise for those positions, then bring these people in and let them explain how they can do it. And it'll be legal.
I would have no problem meeting with them, John.
Yeah,
my issue right here that you're bringing up. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I put the paper in the mailbox so you can read it over. But like you said, you advertise. I would bring them into the meeting, have them explain it. what they can do and how to do it.
Okay. And to disagree with you, Gary, whether it's AOT told you or who, I believe by law, the town supervisor appoints the payroll clerk and the bookkeeper. The board sets the pay, absolutely, for how much that position will get paid, just like you set mine and we set everybody else's, like on the next page. But my belief is, and I've been told this, and I guess I'm going to have to call the comptrollers, that it's the town supervisor's choice for who gets to be payroll clerk and the bookkeeper. But again, I'll check it with comptrollers. Maybe it's changed since I started in 2018. I have no idea, but I will check with them and
you have, sorry. You have something to write with?
Do you have go ahead.
Okay. Yep. Could save you some time maybe, but town law, okay. Subject or subdivision 29, section 29, subdivision 3, okay?
Section
and
3.
And then general municipality law.
Wait, is that town law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, section 29, wait, section 29, subdivision 3? Is that what you said? Okay.
The next one, she says it's covered in general municipality law. That's section 96-B.
Dash B, got it.
Yep.
Okay.
And so those two things right there, you want, you can look them up. And like I said, even if you want to call her, because she was very thorough on it tonight when I talked to her, because I thought I wanted to really make sure, who had that decision. And she said payroll is up to the supervisor, but the board can appoint an outside agency to handle payroll, but it has to be majority vote. It has to be voted on.
Okay. So, I didn't.
But that's the information.
I will check that out. Thank you. And I will call comptroller as well, but I got to get those copies of those first. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Any other questions on this meeting appointments pages, those three pages? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Oh, can I, one more thing, on the assessor, on the resignation?
Yes. Yes.
When we approve his resignation letter and make it, make a resolution or agreement motion to have it advertised, I'd like to take and see if it couldn't be advertised starting tomorrow.
We can advertise
because it. Due to the fact.
Yeah, we can advertise it as soon as possible.
Yeah, due to the fact that exemptions have to be in by March 1st, it's really putting a crunch on things. I know we've got some letters sent out, but not all of them, and work on it, but we need somebody like ASAP.
Right. And I've got a couple of names and to put it on a state site or something. I can't remember what it's called. I just got that the other day, and I'll put it on there as well, as well as put it on our website. I'll have Paul put it on our website and put it in the newspaper.
The town clerk has to advertise it, so
I don't care who advertises it. I don't rely on people to do my job, I guess, and unfortunately nothing's been advertised for me for the planning for the payroll clerk or the bookkeeper. If the town clerk is supposed to advertise for it, we did put it on our website, but and I have called around, but I haven't gotten anything back yet, so but we will do it as soon as possible. I agree.
It is up to the board, not up solely to the supervisor to advertise.
No.
It is the responsibility of the town clerk.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't get anything done for me. So I'll make sure that it gets done. The other thing I did want to share with I'm sorry.
We don't need the sarcasm and that stuff. We're
I'm just
talking
telling,
facts here.
I'm just telling you a fact. The other thing I'm going to share with you is that Mr. Lesno said that he's officially resigning as of the 1st of February, but it doesn't mean he has to leave. Gary, I can't hear you with your mask on.
I can't hear because you're talking, please.
Well,
can I finish?
Go ahead, and then I'll start over. Go ahead.
Thank you. If we can advertise starting tomorrow with a stipulation that the assessor we want must be certified with experience and has a required minimum of 20 hours a week to be put in at the town hall. Those are the stipulations that I, as a council member, would like to put into the advertisement for that position, because somebody working for $20,000 a year to be here 3 hours a day, one day a week, is not sufficient. So we have the opportunity now to make some requirements, which are not off the wall, but so that we know, and for the people of the public of this town can know, that we have an assessor here available at least 20 hours a week, and the seniors and anybody that might have some questions or need some help. Are you, do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if I want to put the stipulations in the ad, because it may limit you to as to who will apply. I think when they come and talk to us about it, you can say, these are what we're requiring. I have no problem with that. But I don't know if you want to stipulate it in the ad, is all.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul, because I can hear him a little bit better. Yes? Okay. And then Joe did say that. Okay, I don't know what you said. Okay. I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said.
Okay. What I'm saying is, I agreed with what you said. When they come in to interview, then we can make those stipulations. All right. That makes sense.
The specifics, right. And Joe did say that he's not going to physically leave February 1st. He will be here to help us out until we find somebody, if we choose to let him stay. So okay. Just wanted to share
that. Can I say something else? According to public officers law, you might want to write this down. Section 31, since the day and the time that he turned in his resignation letter to the county, to the town clerk.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Section 31.
He has 30 days.
Section
31, okay. Public officers.
Okay.
He has 30 days. After 30 days, he's done. He cannot stay here after 30 days. And I told him that when I talked to him on the phone and stuff, but he has 30 days. He can take and quit anytime he wants from the time he submitted the letter up to 30 days. But after 30 days, on the 31st day, he's gone.
Gary.
He's gone, whether he wants to leave or not, he's
Gary,
gone.
Are you listening? Are you done?
Yep.
If we can't find anybody to be our assessor after he leaves until who knows when, and he's willing to do to help the people out in this town, I am not telling him he has to leave. I don't care what the law is. If he's willing to do to help us, I'm just saying, if he's willing to help us. Stop, Gary, stop. If he's willing to help us and we don't have somebody, what do you expect the people to do? What do you want the people to do?
I expect everybody to obey the law. We just can't run rogue out there, Marianne. They have laws out there for a reason. It's not my choice. It's a state law. You're asking us to break the law? I don't think so.
Well, okay. I guess we'll talk about it later. Okay. I don't want to go anymore on this one. I'm back to the organizational appointment.
Again, look up the law.
I'm sorry?
I give it to you. Look it up.
I got it.
That's the way it reads.
Called PO Law Section 31. Right?
Yep, public officers. Yep.
Okay, I got it. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting appointments as it stands on those three pages?
I'm making a motion.
John, I need a second.
So if we make a motion or move on this, then that means anything we're discussing is dead in the water, right? Huh?
Do I have a second?
No, because I want to table it till we find out information about this.
I'll second it. I need a roll call vote, please.
Yes. No.
Counselor Jordan? Jordan?
He's there. He's on this thing is on.
Is he muted again?
Yeah, it looks like he's muted right now. Hold on a second. He wasn't muted, but
unmute him.
I can call him on my phone and ask him.
No, it's gotta be heard by the people, I think.
You're muted, I know, but
I asked it to be unmuted, but I didn't know it was muting.
Technical difficulties.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear him?
Not over the system, just
through the phone.
Not over the computer.
I can hear him. I can hear him through the phone, but not the computer.
Paul's working on it.
I hit asked to unmute, and that's all I can do. The only other thing that you could do is log back into the session if somehow Zoom dropped it.
Can you hear me now?
There it is. He's there.
All right.
Okay.
He's back on.
Did you hear it? Did you hear what they said?
Yeah, I can hear. I just couldn't say anything.
Okay. So, how do you vote?
I think we should ask his
No.
What?
Okay, Supervisor Phillip?
Yes. The motion is defeated. If this is the way it's going to go, then we might just as well stop the meeting. If not, we're not going to be approving anything tonight until you get more information. And unfortunately, I can't give you what you want tonight. You might just as well forget the rest of the meeting. The other stuff has to be approved. But if you're choosing not to do the first page, I'm sure you're not going to do the second or third or fourth pages. Is that correct?
We can't just go ahead and agree with everything because you just want to get it through. That's the whole object of the meeting.
What is it? What are you not agreeing to? What are you not agreeing to? This is what are you not? Okay. I don't know that it'll do any good to discuss it, but what is it? What is your problem with the page? With the pages, I should say, the three pages.
With the assessor.
With the what? I'm sorry.
The assessor.
The assessor. Oh, you mean not appointing him?
No, you can't sit there and say that you can keep him after we need him. You need to verify what I told you.
I agree with you.
Which was enough.
I agree with you, Gary.
Okay.
But if there's any way possible, because we don't have anybody, that we can let that either rule slide until we find somebody or until he's done, whatever that means, then I'm willing to do that for the people is my point.
Right, but I don't know if there's an option there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if you would have to actually, would he have to reapply and be reappointed?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right now, he's not resigning until February. We're appointing him as of tonight, January 14th, to the position. He has resigned. You received his paperwork, as did I. I'll have to check. I've got to call Betsy. I've got to call, there's a couple of names I was given to call about from the Assessors Association. I can't think of them. And I'll ask that question. But my point is, if we don't have somebody, I can in good conscience say I can't, if he wants to stay to help, to let him go if we don't have anybody to help the people. That's what he's there for. So hopefully we can find somebody, but have to wait and see.
Well, how can you refuse the resignation letter?
No, I accepted that. We accepted his. Well, actually, we don't accept it till next week, but we will accept it. I didn't say that I wasn't going to accept his resignation. What I said was, if we don't find somebody after he resigns to help us between then and when we do get somebody, he would be more than willing to stay a little bit longer to help get the records and the information done for people. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I know of a couple people that have expressed interest,
okay,
but they're waiting for we advertise.
Okay.
So there is a few people out there that are.
Okay, wait a minute. Paul Baxter, are you there?
Yes. He's taking notes.
Is there a way that I lose my picture. I don't know where you are. Is there a way that we could allow an advertisement prior to our accepting his resignation at the next meeting? Or do we have to wait till we accept his resignation?
I thought you said the board had already accepted his resignation.
Well, we looked at it in exec in December. We just got it officially through the town clerk this week. So I think officially we have to do it at the meeting. Can we advertise prior to officially accepting that?
I think it's really simple. Gary just shared the resignation letter with me, and it's dated January 6th. So what I would suggest you do is you can certainly advertise it before you officially receive it. Because, if somebody resigns, they can just
stop doing what they've been doing, and you know, they're done.
Yeah.
The second okay. point I would bring up is to both of your points, since the date on the letter is January 6th, and since, as Gary says, it's effective 30 no longer than 30 days after that, make the appointment tonight. It's basically nullified by his letter and any action you take on it by the end of the month. But, you know, you've got him now appointed and legal through the end of the month,
right,
or through the 6th. February 6th anyway.
30
and
days.
You can, you don't have to wait until next board meeting to place an ad for his replacement, because you know he wants to resign. I don't think his intention is anything other than that, or that he can be talked out of it.
Okay.
So you might have to put the gears in motion to get him replaced.
So if we approve,
so you can ask tonight, make the appointment. Hopefully that's agreeable to everybody, mm-hmm. with the understanding that he's good for
30 days
after January 6th, mm-hmm. and get things underway with advertising.
Okay.
Does that work for everybody?
No.
Is that okay, everybody? 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The letter says it's only through February 1st. Oh, yeah. You don't even have to worry about the 30 days. It's in there that he's only planning on being here through February 1st. So.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want us to jump the gun and advertise if we had to wait to officially accept his resignation. That was.
This is official here.
If he's resigning, he's resigning. He gave you a letter. It was addressed to the town clerk as it properly needs to be. Mm-hmm. It's an included issue.
So then we don't have to accept it. It's a fact. We don't have.
Show me in any of those laws where you have the power to accept or refuse to accept his resignation, Marianne.
No. I'm just asking.
We don't. Where did
I thought we had.
Accept his resignation. You don't have an option.
Okay. No, I'm just asking the question, Paul, that I thought we had to accept his letter of resignation. Okay. Not a problem.
To do that as a courtesy, as an acknowledgement and a recognition of it, but you really don't have any power over it.
Okay. No, I didn't expect it to. Yeah. I just thought we had to accept it at a meeting. Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
And if you took no action, it would still be equally as valid as a resignation. It was properly presented to the town clerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got that down. Okay. So does that clear that up?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to re-vote on those or not? Do you want to end the meeting and we go home? I am home, never mind. What's your pleasure?
I'm fine.
Yes, I think we need to advertise tomorrow. Yes.
But I'm talking about the appointment form. Are you willing to approve it? The meeting appointment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so then I need a motion again to approve the 2021 organizational meeting appointments, those three pages that we just read. I need a motion.
Yep.
So moved.
Doug, and I need a second.
I'll second.
Gary, could I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, took care of that one. Okay, the next one is the administrative salary schedules. Administrative salaries, okay, positions. Highway superintendent gets, this is all for 2021, $44,000. Excuse me, town clerk gets $22,000. Assessor gets $20,000. Code enforcement officer gets $16,000. Town supervisor gets $16,000. Town justice gets $15,000. Bookkeeper is $13,000 if they're certified. Otherwise, it's $12,000. Attorney for the town gets $11,500. Court clerk gets $10,000. Dog control officer gets $6,000. Town counselors for each get $4,000 each. And the town tax collector gets $4,000. Deputy highway superintendent gets $3,250. Payroll clerk is $3,000. Planning board chair is $2,000. Record management officer is $2,000. Conservation advisor is $1,000, which we didn't have last year at all. We got to find one. Deputy supervisor is 1,000. Historian is 1,000. Planning board clerk is 1,000. Town planning board members is 1,000 each. And village planning board members is 1,000 each. Town has two. I should have bracketed that. Two in that one and two in the village one. No. Yes. Two in the village and three in the town. I'm sorry. Three in the town. One of them's the chair. Okay. Sorry. Chief constable gets 900. Deputy dog control officer, zero. As I said, Jack has that worked out with another town. Vital statistics registrar is 500. Cemetery Saxton, if we get one, is 500 per grave opening and $50 per cremation opening. Zoning Board of Appeals chair, we raised it to 350. Assessment Board of Review chair, 325. Cemetery coordinator, 225. Town Assessment Board of Review members, there's two of them. That's 200. Got a bug here, sorry. Zoning Board of Appeals. I'm sorry.
Megan?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kelly? That cemetery coordinator is 250?
Cemetery coordinator is 250, yes.
Okay, yeah, you said 225.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, 250. Town Assessment Board of Review members, there's two of them, it's 200 each. Zoning Board of Appeals members, we raised that. There's two of them, and it's $50 per meeting attended. Planning Board and ZBA alternates, that's new this year. We said we'd give them $20 per meeting attended. Previously, we didn't pay the alternates unless they were in someone's seat, taking their seat. But now, as long as they're there, even though the full board is there, they're still going to get $20 per meeting attended. One for a village alternate, one for a town alternate. We need to advertise for those because we don't have any. Same thing for the ZBA alternate. We don't have any. So we got to advertise for three alternate positions, two for planning board, which is one village and one town, and one alternate for the ZBA. Salaries to be paid pending appointment. Appointed committee members attending meetings. Members absent from meetings shall not be paid. That's that one. Is there any question on those? I should have put a three, a two, and a one. I'm sorry?
Can you explain more about the salaries to be paid pending appointed members attending meetings?
They sign in. The chairperson has a sheet that I give them that everybody signs in when they come. And if they don't sign, there's a few that she refused to sign. They just draw a line. The planning board chair, or I shouldn't say planning board, but the chairman verifies who's there by signing the paperwork, puts it in my mailbox, and that's who gets paid as long as they're at the meeting. If they're not at the meeting, they don't get paid. They're also going to have to add now the alternates if they're there. Again, they'll have to sign in. Same thing.
Whose call is that? The planning board's call, or is that something the town board voted on?
This is the way payroll by voucher is supposed to be done. And we've been doing it for a year and it's been fine.
Did the town board approve it, or just made it happen on your own?
I think the payroll department, I went through this with, comptrollers, thank you. And that's the way it's supposed to be handled. They sign it, and then I sign it as the supervisor, just because I'm the supervisor.
No, I understand what you're saying for signing. I'm saying paying them per meeting, and if they don't pay, if they don't show up, they don't get paid. That decision?
I guess I did as the planning or as the payroll.
Well, shouldn't it be a board decision and not just your decision?
I would hope that the board is going to follow what the comptroller suggested. But it's been going this way, that way this year, Doug. If you don't show up, if you don't come to work to do the thing, you don't get paid. If you're there, you get paid. We don't do sick leave. We don't do vacation time because these are only part-time positions. If they come to work, they get paid. If they don't come to work, they don't get paid. Somebody's whispering. Hello, I can't hear you. Guys, are you there? because I lost my picture again. For some reason, when Doug talks, my picture goes blank. There you are. Okay. Sorry. Any questions on the, wait a minute, the administrative salaries? Got the wrong page here. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Well, I have an opinion, no matter how much of the matters or I have an opinion I'd like to throw out there.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think this is just my opinion. I'd like to know again your feedback on the board. I think if you're an appointed member, whether you're appointed or elected and you're on a salary, I don't think it's fair, in my opinion, that the board can sit there weekend as council members and take days off or go places for a couple months or this or that and continue to get paid and collect a salary. When if somebody's an appointed member on a board might have a reason, legitimate reason why they couldn't make a meeting and be penalized for their payment. I think if what you're gonna do for elected officials should be fair and even with appointed officials.
Elected officials, we by law get their salary whether they show up or don't. That's law. I can't change that because I'll tell you what, if I had my way, I'd do the same thing. If you don't show up for the meeting, you don't get paid. But by law, they have to be paid. Elected officials. Appointed, no.
I understand that. I'm not asking to change the elected official's position.
Oh, we could.
I'm asking, we do have the authority, like right now, to make that same law or same respect to the appointed members. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Isn't it a board decision and not just a supervisor's decision or however it went down?
Oh, yeah, for the appointed people, yes.
Right. I don't remember the board ever doing it that way.
We did it this past year for the whole year. We didn't do it the first year because we didn't have that information from the comptroller's office, so...
I think it should go back.
Divide by what should be for when people are paid for doing a job. And that's what we're trying to do is follow what the guidelines are. And we did it this past year.
I think it should go back to like it used to be. Just like Gary said, just, you know, you pay them a salary, they get paid. Something might come up, they can't make it, but they might go make another class somewhere and they would still, it's still washing out.
Wow. You do know that in other towns and villages that people volunteer for these positions and they're not paid positions? You do know that, right?
Yep.
There you are. I lost my screen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But this is Parrish. We're not another town.
Yeah, and Parrish is not as rich as a lot of others, Gary. We don't have a lot of money other towns do. Go ahead.
But we're not a follow the leader town either.
We're not a town. I'm sorry.
Follow the leader. I mean, we have to make our own decisions. I didn't run to be councilman of Altmar or Williamstown or anyplace else. I run to be councilman of Parrish.
Yep.
And this affects my colleagues and the people in this town. So
you're supposed to be.
I'd like to.
You're supposed to be
monitoring. Can we bring this
money in how it's spent for the town, the community? Right. How it's being spent.
Can we settle this just by bringing it to a motion to see who would like to go with this or who wants them to be paid salary regardless?
I don't know that it's the board's decision. That's my point.
But whose decision would it be? It's not the supervisors and it's not the planning boards.
It's the supervisors because the supervisor is the whatever my title is. Title.
I disagree with that one. I think it's a board decision.
Well, you disagree with everything, Doc, so that doesn't much matter. But I will tell you, I'll call the comptrollers again and again ask the question. I can't get you guys' pictures back because I lost it. But this is getting a little bit get monotonous here. If we're going to do this for the rest of the meetings, then why don't you just say don't approve anything or approve everything the way it is and end the meeting, because I'm getting tired of this.
Gotta have patience.
Patience. Do you have any idea what work you have stuck me with by what you did?
We and didn't do nothing.
Care?
She
you
did
don't
it to
care.
Your own.
I'm sorry?
She did it to you. We didn't do nothing.
She did it to me because of you, but we're not going there. I'm just telling you, I am overwhelmed with all this work. I've got W-2s I got to get out, and you don't want to know. I don't even want to talk about it. So
and hire a payroll company. You won't have that problem.
No. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. If they come in and use Williamson Law, since we paid
no,
for it.
No, a regular payroll company. We wouldn't
we
have.
Spent the money. We spent the money, and now you don't want to take advantage of what we have.
You got $3,000 in there for a payroll clerk. You could put it towards a payroll company. I'm sure they don't get much more, probably $4,500 to do payroll.
You want to bet how much they get a lot more than that? I'm not going there, Doug. Not going there. Not at this meeting. Sorry.
Paul Baxter, do you have any input on this?
Or do you
this?
Not want to approve any of the administrative salaries? That's my question. Wait, say it again. Yeah, Gary, I can't hear you. I can't hear you very well. Can you pull?
Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Appointed positions in a town are appointed by the board. The amount that they get paid, the salary in which they get paid, and how they get paid is dependent is a board's decision. So what I'm saying is, what was suggested on here, get back to the topics, what was suggested on here about attendance or non-attendance, okay? I'm voting for non-attendance. I'd like to make a motion to get at least a vote so we can settle this up or down to keep it as a salary or keep it as a pay on attendance.
I'll second it.
Which one?
Well, we got two motions.
Go ahead.
Right. Just a salary paid period.
Excuse me. Excuse me. The discussion is between the counselors and the supervisor. Go ahead.
What,
Gary?
Did you hear what you said? It made sense.
I didn't hear it.
What was said?
I just heard him. Go ahead.
Do you have a problem with somebody that's like missing a lot of meetings or something? Then that would be reason for the chairman of that department to bring it to the board, and then yes, we go in executive session and discuss the problem. But as an overall blanket problem, I think it should be my, like Doug and I just motioned on it, of salary period regardless. So I think we need a vote.
Okay, so what's your motion?
To pay back salary. Salary.
Doug, stop. I need to hear Gary. What's your motion, Gary?
To accept a salary payment for appointed members, regardless of attendance.
Gary made the motion,
don't
second.
Yeah, we need a roll call.
Okay, wait a minute, Gary made the motion, I need a second.
I second it.
Okay, Doug, roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Councilor
Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
No. And I will check with comptrollers, because if that is wrong, I'll come back to you on it.
Okay.
Okay, so does that mean you've approved the administrative salary sheet? Or is that just that we made this motion to take out that bottom line?
What did she vote? What did you vote? She didn't hear your vote.
I said no.
No. Yep.
So does that mean that you approved the administrative salary sheet, or just that you approved taking that bottom line out?
Taking the bottom line out.
I approved it.
Okay, then I need a motion to approve the administrative salary sheet.
unless somebody else has a concern.
I need a motion.
I make a motion.
Gary, I need a second. Doug, roll call vote, please.
Wait a minute. Who's talking to
it? Doug did.
Councilor Donald?
Yes.
Councilor Bud?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay, thank you. That's number two. Number three, employee's wage salary. For 2021, employee wage salary. This is all for 2021. Position, motor equipment operator gets $23. These are per hour and out per hour. Labor, permanent, full, or part-time, which we don't have, but we have to list it anyways. It's in the contract. What happened? You?
That's why I don't know if this was the contract, right?
Yeah. Hold on. I lost you. Okay. There. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Those two are in the contract. So is the next one. Seasonal motor equipment operator is $16 an hour. We raised it from 15 to 16, up to 8 hours per day overtime. Overtime would be after 8 hours per day. Chief fire warden is $20 an hour. Fire warden is $18 an hour. Constable, that's new. We raised it this year, is $20 an hour. Deputy code enforcement, officer is $18 an hour. Senior wing operator is $14 an hour. Confidential secretary is $14 an hour, not to exceed the stipend. Wing operator is $13 an hour. That's the new guys. Part-time deputy town clerk is $13 if she still wants it the same as last year, not to exceed the stipend. I forgot to put part-time deputy tax collector is $12.50 an hour, not to exceed the stipend. All other part-time clerks, minute takers are $12.50 an hour. Park superintendent is $12.50 an hour. Temporary employees, we don't really have these, but it's in case we do. $12.50 an hour. I raised everybody. I think you guys wanted me to put everybody at minimum wage, and this year minimum wage is $12.50. Okay. Geographic systems officer is a volunteer, and a youth representative is a volunteer. Part-time clerk minute takers for either ZBA or bar are $12.50 an hour, not to exceed the maximum. And that's wrong. It was 50. We raised it to 200 because remember we said there might be more meetings, so it can't go over 200. So change that on your paper. I made that mistake. I didn't catch it till later. So that should be 200 down at the bottom max, unless additional meetings are required over that. That's just in case ZBA has to meet a lot more than they normally do. And I think they meet like twice a year, if that, so.
How come you got Summit 12.50 minimum wage, and then like the confidential secretary, you got it 14. Why don't you put that at minimum wage?
Because that's what I want to pay her for, confidential secretary. It's the same as.
But we control what she gets paid, right? Is the board or is it your decision?
It's the same as last year. You already approved her stipend. So the stipend is a certain amount. It cannot exceed that. So I can pay her the $14 an hour as the town clerk wanted.
I don't think we really need a confidential secretary.
Well, that's just because you have a problem with who it is, but we won't go there. Yeah. And then the town clerk wants her deputies, I think, and I didn't ask her, Kelly, do you still want them to be 13? Is she there? Yes. Okay. Because I forgot I forgot to ask her that when I asked about the people. Okay. Okay.
Take out the word minute taker. There's no such title as minute taker.
Yeah, it's kind of like a kindergarten.
Well, when I talked to Oswego, because they didn't know what to call them because that's what they do. They're not secretaries and they're not clerks per se, because all they do at those meetings is take the minutes. So she said to call them that. And that's the only reason I put that in there, so I could try to clarify. It's just like comptrollers want the bookkeeper to be called director of finance, and in Oswego civil service doesn't have a director of finance, it's a bookkeeper. So I think on that sheet I put both titles down, try to keep everybody happy. We know what it is, it's just it's called something different by whichever department you're talking to.
Yeah, you got.
So I can take it out as long as you know what I'm talking about, but I did it just so that we knew for sure who we were referring to. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Somebody was saying something.
Your deputy clerk for tax collector is supposed to be salary.
Well, the deputy tax collector should be the same as the other deputies throughout, like the deputy town clerks and the deputy court clerks. We have a salary set, but they're paid per hour for what they do. So I looked that one up, and it should be the same. I'm just trying to make it the same as all the other deputies that we have. They're all part-time, and they're all they have a salary. They are paid by the hour. I'm sorry, what?
Isn't it easier just to pay the salary what was set and then try to someone keeping track of time?
Not if they don't use all the salary up, no.
You obviously don't know about taking taxes in then.
Taking taxes in?
Yeah.
Taking taxes is January through April. That's what I know. So.
Okay.
I think. Go for it.
I can't hear you guys, so. Hello. Is Kevin telling you what to say over there? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you know what's funny, Marianne?
I can't hear you.
You know what's funny?
What?
We all got brains and we can think for ourselves. Isn't that amazing?
I appreciate that.
Nobody tells us nothing. We think for ourselves. Please refrain from telling us that we are puppets and being told what to say by the clerk or Kevin or anybody else. I'm 61 years old. I think for myself. Period.
So do I. And I know so don't start, Gary. I know what I see. But anyways, go ahead. Are we working on this one? Is there a problem with this one or what? Where are we going with the employee wage schedule for 2021? Wait, go ahead.
Yes, there is. A tax collector gets $1,500 a year salary, period. No attendance required. I make a motion, we vote on it.
Wow.
Second.
People really like giving away the money of this town, don't you? But okay, you made a motion, what? Go ahead. Say it again, please. Say what the motion.
$1,500 salary for deputy tax collector. I make a motion. Anybody second?
You made a motion. Gary, please do me a favor. Say it one more time because I got the $1,500, but I didn't get what you said.
It's a salary paid position and there is no attendant required.
Wow.
Time.
Position. Okay, I got
it.
T-I-O-N. Okay, I got it, and Doug seconded it. I need any other discussion? I need a roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
No. Okay, that took care of that one piece. Now the rest of this, are you okay with what's on there, or do I need a motion to approve the 2021 employees wage schedule? And I keep losing your picture, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything. It's just looking off. I need a motion.
I got a question before we make a motion.
Yep.
Park superintendent and temporary employee. I just got a question for you. Do you think in the summer, when it's hot and it's everything and stuff, do you think anybody's going to be willing to do that for $12.50 an hour to weed, eat, mow? Or should we increase that to $14?
I would say increase it.
We this past year, we didn't have anybody do it because the highway guys did it. The year before, we had a part-time person, and that was Mr. Wisner, and he did it for whatever minimum wage was, and it wasn't $12.50. I can't tell you what it was. I'd have to look up the records. But yeah, there's people that are willing to do, because it's not 40 hours a week. It's no more than 20 hours a week that they can work. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, but that's me.
Do you think we would have somebody? Do you think somebody would say, yeah, I'll do it? Or would they say, no way?
In the past, we've had where we were able to hire some, you know, like younger kids, high school kids that if they wanted to work for the summer, that they would be willing to do it. We've had adults do it, But I don't think that they would have a problem with it, but you didn't ask Craig. I'm sorry.
Are they using our equipment? Are they using the town's equipment?
Yes. Yeah, our mower, our weed eater, whatever that we have to have. It's our equipment. Yeah.
Okay.
We put the gas in, you know, that type of a thing. So it's all the highway department's stuff.
Like another question.
Yeah.
If say we agree with this and it's 12:50 and we can't get nobody to do it, can we change that down the road?
Yeah. No reason why you can't.
Down the road?
Wait, say it again.
If somebody comes in and says, I'll do it, but I'll do it for $13.50 or something, can we make that adjustment down the road, or is this in stone?
As long as Craig has enough in his accounts, there's no reason not to. Or us. Wait, the park might be ours. As long as we have enough money in the account, there should be no problem. Because there's going to be weeks that if it rains all week, they can't do anything, you know, type thing, other than clean the bathrooms and that type of a thing. So it might work out. But I don't think there would be a problem, but I'm not a lawyer, so I don't think there would be a problem. But we didn't do anybody. We didn't use anybody last year. We just had the highway guys do it. So they did their part and took care of it. So
are these people going to be available to maintain the cemeteries too, or is that something totally different?
No, that's the highway guys, and we put money in the accounts this year again, specifically for cemetery work. That's in the A account. That's not highway. So we did put that in the budget.
All right.
And same with the park. And I apologize, I said Craig, but it's the park is in the A budget. So we did put money in there.
Okay.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve the 2021 employee wage schedule.
I make a motion.
I'll second that.
Could I have a roll call vote, please?
Motion. Yes.
Yes.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. The next one is designations. This one takes a while. 2021 organizational meeting designations. Administrative offices are 2938 East Main Street, Parish, New York. Bids, we accept all state and county approved bids. Conservation Advisory Council is the planning board and the conservation advisor. Delegation to the Association of Towns, those meetings, that's normally in February in New York City. They're doing I gave you guys the paperwork, they're doing it viral. If we have somebody that's willing to attend, we want someone to be our voting delegate for the town of Parish, we need to find out who's willing to do it, to go, or to attend those meetings and wants to be the delegate to vote and the alternate. I don't know, it's usually Carl and Sheila usually go. I don't know if they're gonna even get on board to this because they're sort of buried with their court work as well. But if you know of somebody, if it's one of you guys that wants to do it, me, any of us, we need to appoint the voting delegate and the alternate once we find out who it is. Employee handbook, it still has to be updated. The last one we had was dated January 1 of 2011. Engineer, I'm not sure if Miller Engineer is our engineer anymore. They were appointed the town engineering company back when I was a counselor in, 2008 and 2011, but I haven't heard from them. So I have them down. I'm assuming they're still our town engineer, but I don't know that for a fact. External auditor, we haven't picked anybody at this point, so that's vacant. Grant writer is Jay Grasso. Health insurance, the highway employees, highway superintendent, town clerk, all have the health insurance and the town clerk and the providing position is full-time. Retirees, we do have one that's on for the contract and addendum. And the attorney and justice are on the insurance plan as long as they pay the full premium out of pocket. Investing idle monies, the supervisor is given authority to invest idle monies. joint meetings. I checked, these are the correct dates for this year. So mark your calendars if you choose, if we're going to be holding joint meetings, March 11th, June 10th, September 9th, and December 9th at 7 p.m. I'm guessing at the village office. They may be Zoom, but we're employees, so I think we can come in. I don't think the governor's changed it for less than 50 at this point. I don't think he's back to 10, but if he is, I haven't heard it. So we can still have public meetings, no more than 50 people at the meeting, as far as I know. Marriage officers, two people. We have Kelly Reeder and Evelyn Stemishock. apparently they don't have a certificate that I've been asking for to put in their personnel files, but there might be something that's available that can be put in their files showing that they can legally perform marriages. I don't have it, and I have the personnel files, so that's why I was asking for that. May not be called a certificate. I put that in an email today. You all probably got it, including the clerk. Maybe called something else, but I'm sure they had to have gone to some training or whatever in order to be eligible, capable, whatever the correct word is, to perform marriages. So I'm looking for that to put in their file. Mile allowance, as far as I know, it's still 0.575. Does anybody know if it's any different than that per mile?
The IRS.
I'm sorry?
Yes, 52.
Yeah, I just, is that regulated statewide?
Yeah. And I, but okay, I don't have.
I just got.
Go ahead.
I just got reimbursed for gas I worked at the state to go to Griffiths and back. It was 58 cents a mile. It went on to 57.5 or 57 and a half. So yeah, okay. This is right.
Okay. Thank you. If it changes, call it to my attention, because when people put in for mileage, I'll up it. But that was the last that I knew. Thank you. No mileage given for driving in town limits, except for the assessor and the code enforcement officer. Monthly meetings, we're still on the third Thursday of every month at 6:30. I'd like it to be at 7. I think more people would be able to attend, get out of work, but you guys make that decision. Monthly workshops would normally be the fourth Thursday of every month as needed at 7 o'clock.
6:30.
It says 7.
Well, it should be 6:30.
Well, the board will have to give me some direction on that one in a minute. Negotiator, we had Mr. John Brunelli. He took over from Anthony. I can't remember Anthony's last name, to get us through negotiations for the Teamsters contract. We did sign it. We did finalize it. He's a good man, Mr. Brunelli. Official bulletin board is at the gym lobby bulletin board. That's our official bulletin board. Official depositories. Are yeah.
Punk just showed me for 2021, because I did go back. It was in 2020. For 2021, the mileage, the money per mile is 50 cents now.
Is what?
50 cents. 5 cents.
Oh, 50. Okay. Thank you. 56. And thank you.
Change for 21.
0.56. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Where am I? No, official depositories is Key Bank for the cemeteries. They do have a amount of money there. And then the rest of them are all through Pathfinder Bank. Official papers in Oswego County Weeklies in the Camlin Queen Central. Major ads need to be put in more than Queen Central and the Independent Mirror. Okay. I guess that's what that is. Petty cash. Clerk gets $200, code enforcement gets $100, justice gets $200, and the tax collector gets $100. Photographer, we have Nancy Bookheimer. She hasn't done it in a while. We haven't done anything to have pictures taken of, I guess. So, but we would reimburse her all costs, whatever cost she incurs to be our photographer. Prepays are approved paying prior to board meetings, can be public utilities, electric, gas, water, sewage, telephone services, and the purchase of fuel oil for the DPW building. If it doesn't fall into any of those categories, we can't do them as a prepay. Okay, next page. I gotta read this one. Official notice will be provided to the public and the news media of all regular special meetings and workshops of the town board at which public business is officially transacted. Such notice is designed to facilitate public attendance at such meetings so they may observe and listen to the deliberations of the board. Listings to be included on our town website. excuse me, purchase equipment. Highway superintendent is authorized to spend up to $2,000. Items that cost over $2,000 need to be approved by the board or possibly put out to bid. Signature on accounts is the supervisor and the town clerk or the deputy supervisor at the bank. Signature for the accounts at the bank, that should be over there, as the supervisor and the town clerk or the deputy supervisor. Water District Number 1 project manager is the development authority of the North Country, Carrie Tuttle and Star Carter. Manassa left, he's gone elsewhere. Water District Number 1 legal counsel, Barkley Damon LLP, it's Mr. Joseph Russell, and his paralegal is Diane Collette. I think that's how you say her name. Water District Number 1 engineer is BCNA, and it's Gregor Smith, Michael Altieri, and Rachel Burnett. Transfer of funds. Board will approve budget modifications at the board meetings as needed. Those are the ones when I give you prior to approving the abstracts. Union contract, the one we just put in place, will expire as of 2023. Okay. Any questions on that one? Well, the two that we brought that was mentioned. Do you want the monthly meeting and the monthly workshops to be at 6:30 or at 7?
6:30.
That's done. Anybody else?
6:30.
Yeah, 6:30.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll move that to 6:30.
And I got one other question is, I think we should just use the Camden Queen Central and not the Oswego Independent paper because they're very expensive.
Well, the Camden Queen Central is in Oneida County. The other one is in our county.
Oh, there's a big price difference. I mean, Kelly even proved it to the board how much they get for running these ads, and it's ridiculous.
And I understand.
So I would just say we go down to one paper.
No, I don't think we should. I think we should be covering Oswego County as well.
Marianne.
If you have another paper that covers Oswego County, I would have no problem. But I think our information should be included so that people that live.
That paper only covered, you know, what it did before in the past, it'd be fine. But it covers the whole Oswego County, and they just jacked their prices way up.
Marianne. I don't know that. Yep.
Oswego County Weeklies or whatever they're called now.
Uh-huh.
Is based out of Watertown. Okay, that's Jefferson County, not in Oswego County.
The paper itself, they took over Oswego County Weeklies in Mexico. They're in Mexico. The paperwork does go through there, but the paper that it covers is the, I'm going to say Palladium Times, but I don't think it's that one. There's like four of them, Salmon River. There's several that are strictly Oswego County that it covers.
And it jacked the price up.
Johnson newspaper is the one that's in Watertown, and they're the ones that bought Oswego County Weeklies or Independent Mary, whatever it was called. But I think we should have it advertised in both. I know it's a little bit more money, but I can't help it. I think the people that live in this county need to know. You want to notify the people in Oneida County, I have no problem with it, but I think we owe it to the people that live in this county that we're in. I'm sorry?
You advertise on the website. The website covers the world.
John, I can't. John, can you do me a favor, John, and take your mask down and say it again, because I don't know what you said. Thank you.
The website, the town website, covers the world. We advertise on the website in one paper.
Okay.
And the reason we do Queen Central because they're a lot less expensive.
I understand.
World County Weeklies, the price is up. Terrible.
I understand this, that, well, there's a reason for that. And I understand that it's more expensive, but not everybody has a computer. So they don't all get what we fortunately have him put on. Not everybody gets that. If everybody had a computer, I'd say forget advertising in the papers completely, whether it's Queen Central or Oswego County Weeklies. But not everybody has that. No. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason.
That we don't request and charge us for that. So, I mean, we're talking the difference being Queen Central, like $60.75 compared to $278. So talking about liking to spend time money, that's quite a bit of difference every time you go to advertise something. It's a lot of money. I personally, Queen Central and our website.
Was that a motion?
Get rid of the soil.
Is that a motion, Gary?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Make a motion. What was your motion, Gary?
One newspaper, Queen Central, and our website.
Okay, I need a roll call vote.
Yes.
Wood?
Yes.
Yes.
No. Okay, so that changes that piece. Are we okay with the rest of this, that we can approve the 2021 organizational meeting designations? We changed the time, we changed the mileage, the cost for the mileage, we changed the times for the meetings, and the newspaper. Wherever it is.
We got to get postage.
I might say it again.
Your postage has to be mentioned in there that it's a pre-approval to keep postage? That postage machine running. Postage. Stamps.
That's not a utility. That's not one that can be prepaid. You mean for the prepays? That's not one that I have on the list that was given to me.
Postage.
You have that in writing somewhere, John, because I have no problem adding it. But I was not told that was one that you could prepay. This guy. Okay, take that out. If you can show it to me, give it to me, and I have no problem adding it, John. But I haven't been told that postage is one that you can prepay.
I have a clarification issue about an item.
Okay.
Okay, it's signatures on accounts.
On what?
Signatures on accounts.
Signatures on the checks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, again, Dr. Lori, Association of Towns, the attorney in Albany. Okay.
You know.
This is the way it works according to town law and municipality law.
Okay.
In a town. The signatures that we approve, signatures on all checks, which we approved at a board meeting, work it go as follows. Supervisor signature on every check. If the supervisor is incapacitated, gone, out of town, whatever, deputy supervisor's signature. Okay?
Right. Yep.
That's it. Second one, town clerk signature on every check. If the town clerk is incapacitated or out of town or anything, the deputy town clerk signs in her place.
I don't have her on, Gary. I'm sorry. She's not on the list. She's not at the bank to be approved.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to put her on because can I finish? Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. Section 30, subdivision 10. Okay. You got that written down?
Wait a minute. Section 30, okay, town law?
Yes. Yeah.
Section 30. Yep.
And town law section 42, which deals with the deputy supervisor. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Both of those will explain that the provisions for signing checks, more or less, which remember we talked and I said I was going to find out about it, that the deputy supervisor cannot take place of the town clerks.
No,
she can only take place of your. Yeah, if you, well, I just found out today. She can only take the place of yours. And we need to get the deputy town clerk's signature down on record at the bank, because she can take the place of the town clerk if the town clerk is incapacitated or out. That way there's coverage for both. And that way there's no, both check, the checks will have dual signatures at every given time, whether it's the two deputies or whether it's the supervisor, the town clerk, or vice versa, however you want to put it. But the deputy supervisor only covers your signature, and the deputy town clerk only covers the town clerk's signature. So deputy town clerk can't cover yours. Deputy supervisor can't cover hers, but they all four signatures need to be on file at the bank. And that's what I found out tonight. So that's those sections there, if you want to look them up or verify them or whatever. But I went through it with a fine tooth comb with, again, Lori from the Association of Towns, the attorney. And she read it right out of the book and explained it to me and said, any questions, feel free to get a hold of her. But that's what the law states. So I just wanted to bring that up. So it cleared it up.
If I look at town law, those sections and those subdivisions, and I read it differently, and I talked to her about this before, she interprets it one way, I interpret another way, you interpret another way, Mr. Gannett interprets it another way, comptrollers interpret another way. You get three lawyers in the same room and let them read the same document, and you get three different interpretations. But I'll check on it. But as far as I know, when you had agreed, we had agreed when we were in the gym there, that if the town clerk wasn't available, that the deputy would be able to sign as a second signature.
Yeah, but that's not legal. That's not legal, so we wouldn't be able to, you can't do that. It's
okay,
illegal.
Well, like I said, I'll check on it. I'll check on it. Thank you. And I'll look that up. So, okay.
Do I have an answer for us, town board meeting?
That's next week. I'll try to see who I can get a hold of. What is today? Today's Thursday. I got Williamson Law I got to get back on with tomorrow. So I'll try to. If I don't get it to that tomorrow, I'll try to get to it next week. But I want to see it in black and white after I get to see this.
I can get you some literature from Lori. She'll put it in black and white for you.
Well, I would do that too, Gary.
I'll try to find it as well, Gary. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Okay. So do we approve the 2021 organizational meeting designations with those changes?
We have to make a change then where it says town clerk or deputy supervisor. I'm not going to agree to it with that writing literature.
No.
I'm not agreeing to putting the deputy town clerk on until I see it in black and white. Where are we? I forget where it is.
Table this one for the meeting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I guess we table this one for the meeting.
Okay, so we'll table this piece. Hold on. I got to mark that one. This is the designations table. All right, the next one is the legal holidays. Wait, I need a motion to that. Do you want to table it?
Yes, I make a motion to table that.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Excuse me, vote. Table. What is this one? The designation.
Yes.
Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
No. Okay. Next one is the legal holidays. I looked them all up to make sure that they were the right dates. So this is the one that's in the Teamsters contract, but that doesn't mean anything. All town offices will be closed and no meetings will be scheduled on these days. New Year's Day, January 18th is Martin Luther King. That's next week. Okay. President's Day is February 15th. Town of Parish Day, Friday, March 19th, but it's an optional by departments. It's a day that the town was incorporated. Memorial Day is May 24th. Independence Day is July 5th. Labor Day is September 6th. Columbus Day is October 11th. Election Day is November 2nd. As far as I know, they haven't set their calendar yet, but I'm assuming it's the first Tuesday of the month. Veterans Day is November 11th. Thanksgiving Day is November 25th. And Christmas Day, of course, is December 24th because Christmas is on a Saturday. So I'll entertain a motion to approve legal holidays.
If you look it up, you'll find that Memorial Day this year is May 31st, not May 24th. And that's because the holiday is the last Monday, not the fourth Monday.
Right, so last Monday.
Okay, thank you. Why did I not catch that? Okay, thank you. Hopefully the rest of them are right. Thanks for catching that. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the legal holidays for 2021. Would that change?
So moved.
I need a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Next one. I'm sorry. Oh, I thought somebody said something. Okay. Last one, the fee schedules for 2021, the non-building permits and the building permits. First one page is the non-building permits. I didn't change anything on here. As far as I know, these are all the same as last year. Copies for the comprehensive plan is $50. Copies of the junk storage law is $10. Copies of the subdivision law is $10. Copies of the zoning law is $15. Dog license spayed or neutered is $6. Dog license unspayed or unneutered is $18. Marriage license is $40. Merrill Park Pavilion rental for town residents, that's town and village, I'm sure, is $30. Merrill Park Pavilion rental for non-residents is $60. Merrill Park seasonal field use, organized sports for town and or village residents is $75. Merrill Park seasonal field use, organized sports for non-residents is $100. Mobile park, home park license is $300 plus $2 per site. Returned check charge is $20. Special permit for temporary camper parking is $75. Subdivision fee basic is $225 plus $30 for the notice fee. Subdivision fee per additional lot is $30. Site plan fee is $300 plus $30 notice fee. And travel resort license is $300 plus $2 per site. I didn't change any of those. Those, as far as I know, are the same as last year. But I will put the village in there too, town and village residents for those two. I didn't put it in there before, village. Okay. This one we have some changes on. So if you have any questions on some of them, Jim is there so he can answer you. This is for the building permits, 2021 fee schedule. Accessory buildings is 25 cents per square foot. New is, that's for pole barns, garages, storage buildings, pavilions, and sheds, that the accessory building is 25 cents per square foot. Agricultural permits, zoning only, is $50, that's new. Alterations for $0 to $1,000 is $25. For $1,001 to $2,000 is $50. For $2,001 to $3,000 is $75. And from 3001 to above, any dollar amount is $100. Business permit is $25. Commercial fire alarm system is $100. The next year new. Commercial large scale solar, this is strictly because we're putting those into our zoning law. We've got to be prepared for that. So large scale solar is $500. Small scale solar is $300. And the wind energy system is $300. Decks and porches are $50. Demolition is $50. Fire inspection, second one, is $25. Third one is $50. Where's the first one?
First one
is there a charge? Oh, thank you. Hopefully it's down there somewhere. Okay, thank you. Generators, including PV systems greater than 12 kW, is $50. Geothermal permit is 125. Habitable space is 40 cents per square foot. Non-habitable space is 30 cents per square foot. Hot tubs is $50. HVAC is $30. Is that air conditioning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
HVAC? Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. Heat or air conditioning. Thank you. Lift a stop work order is $100. Operating permit is $25. Pools, both above ground and in ground, are $50. Inflatable pools and portable pools over 18 inches tall are $50. Renewable for inflatable pools and portable pools is $1. Renewable permit is 50% of initial building permit. Renewable permit for 6-month extension is 25% of initial building permit. Refunds good for 30 days after building permit is approved and no work has started. So we had that happen this year. So that's what we did. We gave them their money back because they never did anything. Residential wind energy system is $50. That's new. Road cut permit, next year consideration. Okay. Is that Craig? Would that be Craig? Is that Jim?
I'm there from last year, and you guys were going to discuss it.
I think you should have a road permit, $25.
Is that from you, Jim?
No, it's from me.
That would be through Craig. Craig would issue Craig. Those and where to put them.
Craig, okay. Geez. I didn't call him and ask him about that. Sorry. Septic is $75. Shed for zoning only up to 143 square feet is $30. That's new. The other shed is up above the first one. Okay. Sign permit is $25. Solid fuel heating devices is $30. Telecommunication tower is $300. That's new. Trailer setup is $150, and wells drilled is $50. Failure to get a permit doubles the fee. Permits are good for 1 year. Electric inspections provided by a third party service. Should I put on there somewhere that the first fire inspection is free? Because it's not on there.
It's not really a fee if it's free. It's not going to hurt.
No, but I meant since this only covers the second and third, they're going to say, well, what about the first one? Just put the first fire inspection is free. Yeah. Yes.
You can.
Okay, I'll add that to the bottom.
Just in case somebody boils it, they can read it.
Any questions on those? Jim's here because the new ones are the ones he gave me. Anybody has any questions on those for Jim? Or anything that if there's something we missed, we can add it. Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
It's just the sheds. We had in there before sheds at $30, and nobody could explain to me what size shed, how much, where. The new zoning that hopefully gets approved is anything over 25 square feet, up to that 143 would be $30 just to approve the zoning. It doesn't need a building permit. And so anything over 144 and above now gets put into at 25 cents a square foot. We had a lot of pole barns being built at 30 cents a square foot.
Yeah,
and that was quite a lot. So we're giving people a break, but it just explains it out a little bit more. And if there's no objections to it, that's,
In reality, how big it is, what is that 12 by 12 without a permit, is that your thing?
Well, yeah.
It's 24 square feet, right?
But you would need a new zoning permit, and that's where that zoning comes into play for the $30 to make sure that you still meet the setbacks.
Yeah. It's a shed building.
Sheds are going up like crazy, and they're just popping up. And this, you still have to meet your setback, side, rear, and front. You can't just put it out by the road.
Yeah.
So that's what that covers. And then it also explained for those accessory buildings, people didn't know if pavilions were included, not included. And this way it pretty much summed everything up at 25 cents a square foot. And that'll clear up a lot of the issues.
Pavilions aren't included.
What's that?
Pavilion Barrington.
Pavilions now are, yes, under an accessory building. So that covers everything and people can see it.
Okay.
Any other questions on those for Jim or anything for clarification? Is there anything that we're missing that we need to add on? Anybody can think of? No? Okay, I'll add those few things on and I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2021 fee schedule for non-building permits and building permits.
So moved. I'll
make a motion.
And I got a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Yes. These Jim, these prices are competitive to, you know, local towns that other towns that are close to us. We're not going crazy with charging people, are we? Too high.
We did not raise anything from the previous 3 years. So I did not do any, you know, research as to what other towns are paying. These have been enforced since I've got in 2018. And we didn't raise anything. The only thing we did was lower one. So they are what they are. I mean,
are we charging? Do you know, might not know, for things like some other, I mean, towns are not, you know what I mean?
No, he's charging just about what you can think of.
But I mean, for anything that other towns might be charging for, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't really honestly know. It's hard to.
Other towns, they also have the for water hookup. He has to go inspect that. And that's a charge.
Yeah.
We don't have that yet.
Oh, right.
Every time they go out look at something, there should be a charge to it. Somehow you got to recoup the money back in. Mm-hmm. Because you bought a permit. You're paying for the inspections. But if I never built and I didn't pay it, why should I pay for you?
Right.
Exactly. And that's why they did that charging, to get the money back to help pay for stuff.
And what you also have to understand with my salary is it's also zoning, which a lot of towns don't have. So those zoning fees, there is no really, you know, you have a zoning issue, junk cars, all that. You really can't make up for that. That's just part of making the town safe.
You got to pay for the postage. You got to pay for
So. We're not doing bad. I mean, this year I thought we did really good if you got my year end, you know, so we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't want to scare people off because our prices might be a little bit higher than other towns around us is all.
Well,
so, yeah. Okay.
I paid for my program.
Okay. Question for the counselors. I got the paperwork from Carrie and BCNA for the question and answers that were put together for the public hearing there for the water. And I've got copies of it. I think it's like 2 pages. I can't even remember right now because I'm brain dead. Are you okay with us mailing that information out to the people that live in Water District Number 1 like we did before? It's only going to be like 2, maybe 3 pages. So it's not, doesn't have to go in the big envelopes. It can go in the regular business or regular envelope, whatever it is. So the postage should only be 50 cents or whatever per sheet where the other one was more money. We'll have to pay for postage. I believe we can run the papers here. We won't have to have them printed because we've got that commercial printer downstairs that could do a front and back. Do you know what I mean? So it won't be as expensive. I'll have to buy paper to give her to give for the machine downstairs because I don't have much myself. I've got to get more for me. But it would be an investment in envelopes, paper, and postage we'll have to do. Are you okay with us mailing those out, that information out to everybody? In Water District Number 1, not everybody. I'm sorry?
I would like to see it first. To review it. And okay. Then... you know, we could approve it either. We could approve it at a board meeting and get them mailed out. But I would like to see it and read what we're mailing people first.
Well, and I'll get it to you. It's the question and answers things that took place that night. But yeah, no problem. I'll try to put them. I have 2 and I got to find the right one. And I'll put it in your mailboxes if I can tomorrow or Monday. And then we can approve it hopefully at the meeting next week if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the agenda. Yes. The other one is they're asking me to come up with an idea, us to come up with an idea of how many absentee ballots we want. There's a lot more people that are eligible to vote than 448 parcels. I have no idea how they guess how many absentee ballots to order. Those things are going to be expensive. Again, it's going to be a cost to the water district, but I have no idea if more people are going to want to do an absentee versus physically coming. The fire department did give us permission, so we'll be going there instead of at the village building, but we've got to approve that at the meeting on Thursday. And they are going to allow us to use their building. We do have to set the time. I don't know what the times are because I don't know what the times were for the last vote. And that information we can get out, but we'll be discussing that at the next meeting. But any idea how we can guess at an estimate of getting absentee ballots run? I have no idea how you do it. I can't get the information. Hang on a minute. I can't get the information from the Board of Elections regarding the eligible voters in the town until next week or the week after because they're closed because of COVID. So I can't get that information, but go ahead.
I got a question.
Yeah.
They even being eligible voters might not be all the people that are eligible to vote on this. I mean, not everybody's registered voters. Not all property owners live in the town parish that own property here. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that you get the absentee ballot to the exact property owner? You know what I'm saying?
They've made us copies of all the deeds. It's costing us a pretty penny, but I finally got the last batch Monday of all the deeds of people that own property in Water District Number 1. Some of them have more than one name on, like mine is my husband and I, so that's two, you know, for one piece of property. Not that I'm in Water District Number 1. And some have more than that. Some have their families on it. Some have children on it. I'm making a list of that. We'll get all that put together, but that's what we have to go by, are the deeds, and if they live in the district but don't own property and they're eligible voters through the Board of Election, they can vote. If they live in the district and they're on the deeds, they have the right to vote. So I can't give you a number because I can't get the information from the Board of Elections for till another week, till they open. They aren't going to open till I think the 20th or 21st. I'm not sure when they're open. I got an email, but I can't remember the date. So I can't get that information for you guys. I'll count them up. I'm just trying to figure out how do we estimate the number of absentee ballots that we're going to need? Because I got to give them a figure. Kelly has to give it to them. Doesn't matter who. Soon so that they can start printing them. Say it again.
I don't know how you come up with a number. I don't know how you would do that.
I don't either.
I don't.
I'll call BCNA and I'll call Carrie because they've done it in other towns. And so has Mr. Russell. They've done these absentee ballots and things in other townships. I'll see if they have an idea of how they come up with it. But I have no idea. I'll have to ask them. I just didn't know if you guys would have an idea on how to figure it out.
The people to request one if they wanted one instead of sending a bunch of absentee ballots out to people that want to come and vote in person, you know?
No, they're going to have to request it. So they're going to have to request it through the town clerk. That's why I got to get this paperwork to her as soon as I get it done. They're going to have to request it through her. So she'll have it that Mary Ann Phillips requested one. That you don't just send it to me, but how many do we put up? You don't have to give me an answer now, but if you can check around with people that may have done it, that you might be working with, or you might know, get an idea of how they figured it out. I'll call Carrie and I'll call Joe and BCNA and see if they have a process, but I can't give them a number until I can get the paperwork from the Board of Elections. And I called them and left a message, but they're not available. So
Mary Ann, I got a question.
Yeah.
When you mail out the questions from that meeting, can we do it like the same time we do the information where the vote's going to be to save the mailing cost down?
Yeah, we can. We'll do the We know where it's going to be. What we don't know is the time frame, and we've got to decide at the meeting next week. So yeah, I won't mail those out because I got to get the Q&As you guys want to look at. And once you say it's okay with what we've got, then we'll be running them down in our office. And then once we get those, we'll be folding them and putting them away. So yes, we'll to
so
save
you're time. Gonna go two birds with one stone then.
Yeah, we'll just, I'll put like a cover letter on it to say that it's going to be here, you know, where it is, and the times and the date. So everybody has that at this point. Yes, thank you for suggesting.
Well, I was just wondering if you could also stick in there to see who requested an absentee ballot and put a cutoff date, and then that would give us a number how many we need.
Yeah, but I can't wait till then to print them, though, is the problem. God, I have no idea if the people are going to want to do the absentee rather than come. Maybe we can figure out how to ask that. Go ahead.
Well, can't you just print them based on the responses? You know, I mean, make one copy, and then the people that want them, we just run them over, print them out, one, there you go. Do they have to come pick them up? Are we going to mail them to them?
I believe she's going to mail them to them, but they're, if you've ever done an absentee ballot, it's an envelope that goes to them in the mail, and then there's another envelope that they have to fill out that comes back to us. So there's it's not just me doing an envelope, let's put it that way. It's an envelope
and
an envelope.
It's like a regular election.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yes, it's like what you do for the regular election. So it's a little bit more complicated than just running a piece of paper. What?
Does it have to be that extent, just like a regular election?
I have to ask that question. My understanding is yes, there's legal pieces that you have to cover when you do this. Don't ask, because I haven't got it in black and white, but Joe's the one that's leading us on that, Mr. Russell.
Well, maybe we can look into it and talk about it next week.
Yeah, but if you know of anybody that's been through one for a water thing and try to get some information from people, that might help us for next week's meeting. We got to make some decisions at the next board meeting. What was the other one? One other thing. I'm sorry?
Got to be a lot of towns doing absentee stuff with the voting, and also maybe some other towns.
Right. Maybe Mexico, because Mexico's done a lot of water, and same with Hastings. We could ask them as well. One other thing. I may have made a mistake for 2 years with a payroll. That's been brought to my attention. If I can prove that I made the mistake, are you guys willing to allow me to correct it this year and pay that? If I didn't do something I should have, are you willing to allow me to correct it? It'll be about $50, but I've received some information. I've got to be able to go back and payroll and check it to see if I did it versus didn't, and then go from there. But are you guys willing to let me correct it if I did it incorrectly? It would be it would be about $50.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you gotta correct it.
If you gotta correct something, yes.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Okay. I'll let you know at the meeting, because I've got to get into the old payrolls to do that. That's gonna take a while. So okay, anything else gotta be brought up? Next meeting is next Thursday to the 21st at 6:30. It'll be a Zoom again. I mean, maybe we'll be there, we'll see how it goes. I have no idea when the mayor's going to open the building. As far as I know, it's still locked down to the public. So we could be there if we wanted to be there, but we can't have any of the public.
No.
Even though the governor is saying you can have 50 people, the mayor is saying no. So we can't have any public there. It's just got to be the counselors and, you know, whoever's got to be involved.
Works out pretty well.
So, okay. Well, I'm just saying, I don't know when she's going to be opening it. I have no idea. So, all right, next meeting is next Thursday, 6:30. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And I need a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion.
You got three of them.
And that's it. It's about 8:20. All righty. Thanks, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Nice, Paul.
Yeah. Okay, where is this? I gotta leave.